By 2 a.m. on April 15th, Auger had identified, in addition to Booth, the conspirators Harold Atzerodt and Mary Surratt's son, John, a slender man with a boyish face and receding eyes, who had carried messages for the Confederate Secret Service. On Stanton's orders, Auger announced the morning of April 15th that a $10,000 reward was being offered for the arrest of the assassins. Meanwhile, soldiers and detectives had raided Booth's room at Washington's National Hotel, discovering important clues among his effects, like a Confederate Secret Service cipher key and a letter that indicated a larger conspiracy. They stormed Mary Surratt's boarding house to begin questioning her and her tenants. A military policeman working for Washington's provost marshal, Major James O'Byrne, broke down the door to the room Atzerodt had rented at the Kirkwood Hotel and found it filled with weapons, a Virginia map, and a Montreal bank book with a credit entered for Booth. And while Booth slept at Dr. Mudd's farmhouse the afternoon of April 15th, Federal cavalrymen who had ridden south from Washington roamed several miles away. Baker, who had a well-deserved reputation in Washington for being a publicity hog and a bureaucratic Bigfoot, found other investigators like Auger, Kennedy's New York detectives, and Washington Police Chief Almarin Richards not eager to share leads they had developed the past 2 days hunting for conspirators. So Baker planted moles in his competitors' operations to discover what they had found. Then he set out to search for Booth on his own. Because a number of his detectives remained in New York, wrapping up the recruiting fraud case, Baker had only 8 men in Washington when he arrived on April 16th. He quickly borrowed a half dozen cops from the Washington and Philadelphia forces. Immediately, Baker filled one obvious void in the investigation. No one had found photographs of the conspirators to circulate among the public, along with physical descriptions. By the end of Sunday, April 16th, he had rounded up photos of Booth, Harold, and John Surratt, Jr., and printed handbills along with descriptions of the 3 men and the $10,000 reward Auger had been authorized to offer. The next evening, he sent 2 of his men on fast horses to Maryland to circulate handbills and mailed out more of them to detectives in other parts of the country. Baker also soon printed posters offering a $30,000 reward for the capture of Booth, although he had no authority to do so and no money to pay anyone who produced the assassin.